Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Knoll. This is the Progressive Commentary Hour. Today, we're going to take a look at the truth about Wikipedia. This will be a discussion, maybe even a debate, with Dr. Lawrence Sanger. Dr. Sanger is an internet developer, consultant, educator, philosopher, and the co-founder of the online encyclopedia Wikipedia, a name that he first coined. We're now going to take a look at the history of Wikipedia. It's rare to have an opportunity to speak with someone who was there at the beginning, who was hired to create this. What Dr. Sanger is probably not aware of is that I have spent thousands upon thousands of hours, along with Richard Gale, researching the history of Wikipedia. I've had input from many whistleblowers, top administrators, plus my own experience of having been libeled along with hundreds of other people with no opportunity to change any of the incorrections. As a result, I've sued one of the top editors within Wikipedia. Service was just served on that person and proof of service just this week. Here are some of the articles that I've written. Wikipedia, a roadmap to a catastrophe. Wikipedia, Dumb and Dumber, about fluoride. Wikipedia, Culture of Editorial Sadism. And by the way, all of these are fully referenced and fully documented. Wikipedia, the flawed non-encyclopedia. Debunking Wikipedia's warrior against complementary and alternative medicine. A Marriage Made in Hell, Militant Atheism, Scientism, Wikipedia, and Eugenics. Wikipedia's Violation of the Communications Decency Act of February, Weaponizing Wikipedia, Science-Based Medicine, A Swamp of Medical Buffoonery, Quackwatch, Promotion of Psychiatric Propaganda, Skepticism in the New Scientific Inquisition, The Illegitimacy of Quackwatch, A Health Bias, Reasons to Walk Away from Wikipedia, Modern Skepticism, An Authentic Pseudoscience of Irrational Deception, Wikipedia's Disdain Towards Alternative Medical Experts, The Case of Naturopathy, Wikipedia's Astroturfing to Discredit Energy Medicine and Psychology. Senior Wikipedia editors recommended that the site being euphemized. Quackwatch, Hatred of Acupuncture. The Vaccine Deep State, Wikipedia's Hate Campaign Against Ayurveda, Modern Skepticism, Western Civilization Scientific Wahhabism, The Promotion of Scientific Bias on Wikipedia, Why Jimmy Wells' Personal Philosophy Should Discredit Wikipedia's Trustworthiness, Google and Wikipedia, the Internet's Voice for the Corporate Deep State, Should Wikipedia Be Trusted for HIV Retroviral Therapy, Wikipedia, the Internet's Devil's Island, Wikipedia, Misinformation and Prejudice, Case Examples of Dr. Deepak Chopra and Gary Knoll, Wikipedia's Leading Abettor in Skepticism's Pro-Industry Propaganda, Why Does Wikipedia Want to Destroy Deepak Chopra? We also have Homeopathy, How Can Wikipedia Get It So Wrong? Now, these are just some, not all, just some of the different statements about Wikipedia in articles. These are in-depth articles. These are very long. There's over 74 separate articles. That would be enough to fill 5 full volume books on the topic. And yet, the world only knows about this if they come to my site and read it, which a lot of people have, but far more have not. As a result, the first effort for most people to find information is to go to Google. That takes them to Wikipedia. And then anonymous people who have no background, no expertise in what they're talking about, suddenly put forth their opinion as if those opinions mean something. They do not. Medical professionals and practitioners of alternative medical therapies are by now fully aware that the online encyclopedia Wikipedia has been exceedingly antagonistic against their professions and even entire medical systems that are regarded as natural or non-conventional. This disturbing anti-health trend, which continues to worsen, can be traced back at least to 2006 when Paul Lee, the former webmaster for Dr. Stephen Barrett's Quackwatch, host of the then skeptic web ring and a volunteer Wikipedia editor, put out a call on the International Skeptic Forum to invite skeptics to come forward to begin writing content on the encyclopedia. In his post to the forum, Lee wrote, quote, "There are many subjects for skeptics to get involved with, and we really need help. There are plenty of loons out there doing the editing right now, and far too few skeptics to keep them at bay," end quote. He was also fully aware that he was acting in direct violation of Wikipedia's early neutrality policies. Ergo, he writes, quote, "Any coordination of efforts should be done by private email, since Wikipedia keeps a very public history of every little edit, and you can't get them removed. We don't need any accusations of a conspiracy," end quote. Today, Paul Lee is a senior Wikipedia administrator with special editorial privileges. Sadly, skeptic editors now far outnumber those trying to make efforts to write in favor of alternative medical therapies. Repeatedly, I hear that efforts to correct the numerous inaccuracies, misinformation, and biases and derogatory terms against these medical interventions and complementary and alternative or integrative medicine in general are exercised in futility. The Encyclopedia's parent organization, the Wikimedia Foundation, has been habitually unresponsive to demands for corrections and refuses to enforce its voluntary editors to abide by its editorial rules of neutrality when dealing with subjects regarding alternative medicine and the biographies of its advocates. Now, since Wikipedia is ranked as the number one website that people turn to for information about general health and illness and possible treatments, I am convinced that numerous people have been wrongfully misled and dissuaded from seeking out alternative medical therapies as a course of disease prevention and treatment. Aside from psychologically depriving sick people from potential relief of suffering by discrediting complementary and alternative medical practices, Wikipedia has also served as an economic weapon on the behest of the pharmaceutical drug interest. Despite ours and others' numerous attempts and failures to deal directly with the foundation's legal department and board members to have misinformation corrected, there's an option that can be pursued on behalf of all alternative medical modalities. And individual practitioners and advocates, therefore, who have been ridiculed and shamed and wrongfully characterized on Wikipedia. In 2012, the Center for Media and Democracy coordinated a nationwide campaign to reach out to the Koch brothers-funded American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEX, and corporate members who pay annual dues of upwards of $50,000. In addition to awarding separate grants, ALEC has been described as the corporate bill mill for private interest and as a means to gain direct access to elected state legislators. How it works is this way. No one even knew ALEC existed for 40 years, and then it was only an expose that led us to be aware that somewhere around 250 more or less major corporations would have lobbyists go to every state legislature in all the states once or twice a year at the exclusive resorts, and legislators would come, and these individuals would sit with them and give them bills that would impact in a positive way the particular industry that that person represented. The legislator would then go back and dutifully promote these bills, generally with some bipartisan efforts, and get them passed as laws. How many laws? There's no actual number, but the number I was told is closest to the reality is over 30,000, I repeat, 30,000 laws have been passed in the United States, and people thought it was their state legislators representing the people of that state, and it wasn't. It represented the major corporations. So that's kind of what you're dealing with when it comes to Wikipedia. You don't know who is editing your biography and making you look very bad when you've done only good. And that goes for hundreds of people who've been shamed and canceled and ridiculed, whose reputation is destroyed, yet there is no opportunity whatsoever to correct anything. Even though they say, oh, there is, you can correct, and that's a lie. You cannot. So I've spoken with hundreds of people. I've spoken with Deepak Chopra and Dr. Rupert Sheldrake in Great Britain, Robert Kennedy Jr. These are individuals who've all been falsely attacked, and yet every effort made by them to correct the inaccuracies has been refuted. Can't do it. So there is no objectivity. And as a result, there's a great deal of misinformation, especially on alternative health. At a time when alternative health is completely accepted in medical schools, it is part of the teaching curriculum, and insurance is covering things, and all you have to do is go to PubMed. Type in anything that is being attacked on Wikipedia. Type in chiropractor, acupuncture, homeopathy, Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and you'll see thousands of studies in the peer-reviewed literature done at prestigious institutions that are supporting these. So it's not the science, real science, support these therapies. Yes, they do. It's not that billions of people worldwide over the last 50 years have not benefited from these therapies. They have. It's not that doctors' offices are crowded throughout the world with people seeking the least invasive, the least toxic, and the least fatal treatments, which they are. It's that a tiny group of skeptics, a tiny group of people who believe that none of this is real, yet they've never gone to the classes, they've never had the degrees, they've never had the board certifications, and they've never treated the patients to see how real it is, yet they stand in judgment, and they're anonymous. So that's what we're dealing with. Nice to have you with us today, Larry.
Well, thanks for having me.
Larry, you went off the radar as far as Wikipedia in 2002 and shortly after its founding. I'm interested in why. I've read some of your material, and it is my impression, and please expand on it or correct it if I'm wrong, is that you began to have some questions about the essential open source premise upon which it was started, and that there could be flaws in it. And if there were, then that would violate it becoming a legitimate encyclopedia. Now it's almost 20 years later. When you look back at your early suspicions and observations about Wikipedia and what it's become today, how would you characterize it? And please address the fundamental flaws, to the degree that you're aware of them, in its design, and that may delegitimize its credibility to some. The forum is yours.
Well, you've asked a couple of very big questions. I wouldn't say that I abandoned the credibility of open source projects, or that I had lost faith in the possibility of broad open communities to gather credible information. It's just the way that Wikipedia happened to be managed at the time. It wasn't. So the problem in the beginning, as I saw it, and not at the very beginning either, but after a year or so, was that the project had been kind of taken over by people who were really ideologues who were trying to push for the ability of people to write from a certain point of view. Now, I'm not saying that they were trying to make it like a propaganda source, which is frankly what it is today. They were making life really difficult for people who were trying to maintain traditional academic or encyclopedic standards. And there was a lot of personal attacks and drama going on. And there was very little in the way of trying to rein in what I would consider to be bad actors. So that was one of the reasons that I made an ultimatum to Jimmy Wales back at the end of 2002, beginning of 2003. I basically said, you need to do something about that problem, and you need to give academics, the first people who participated in Wikipedia, by the way, the kind of people that I recruited for both Wikipedia and its parent project called Newpedia, give them some reason to continue to participate. Maybe give them some sort of article approval mechanism that is independent of the way that Wikipedia works or whatever. So Jimmy Wales denied that there was any problem. And he was the owner after all. I had been hired as the guy to get all of this started for him, for his company called Bomas. And he was just the CEO of the company. And Bomas had a lot of different projects, and Newpedia and Wikipedia were just two of them. And they were the ones that I was in charge of. But well, we couldn't agree, so I permanently separated myself from Wikipedia after that, and I'm not sorry that I did. I would say that the problems that Wikipedia had in the early days, some of them actually developed and got worse, and there are other newer problems that developed as a result of Wikipedia becoming really, really popular. So when it became like a top 10 website, then it became clear. Well, first of all, it became a lot harder for the ordinary person to just get on a page and start making changes. They tended to be shut down, even, kicked out of the project altogether very quickly. And at first, it was maybe a little bit puzzling to some of us old timers why that was happening. But in time, the more we learned, the clearer it became, at least to me, that the reason for that was that, well, I mean, Wikipedia had become a very powerful, influential media organ. And as a result, it became a honeypot for anyone who was trying to maintain a public image. So corporate PR people, I suppose some journalists, spies, of course, engaged in information warfare, which is, I am told, the main way that spycraft is conducted these days. Just government operatives of various kinds. And all of them obviously would be playing a game, competing on through the same sort of system that had been set up. It's supposed to be an open system, but clearly it isn't. There's a lot that's going on behind the scenes that we aren't told about through various back channels and a whole network of personal relationships between influential people in the community, if you want to call it a community. So I would also say that if the question is about the current problems with Wikipedia, I would say the problem that I dwell upon most recently has been Wikipedia's bias. And by that, I mean, essentially, it espouses establishment views on anything that the establishment has a view. It definitely takes a side in the culture war, and that the side that it takes is what is called progressive, the globalist professional progressive side. And so it fits in very well with like the New York Times and broadcasts, the mainstream broadcasters and like the BBC and that sort, because it's basically reflecting the same points of view. Although it does so, I would say, even more stridently than something like the New York Times might, which is amazing, because Wikipedia began life with something called a neutrality policy, and it has clearly abandoned the neutrality policy. You look at articles on many different controversial topics today, and it will give you just one side, the side that the editors obviously think is the correct one. They might think that they're doing something right by sharing the truth, but the mission of Wikipedia is not to share some editor's vision of what the truth is, but rather to lay out what the range of views about what the truth is on the topics discussed in articles. So,
I appreciate that overview. Thank you. I have spent more than 5,000 hours studying and investigating Wikipedia. I've been able to communicate directly with multiple top editors who've been there a long time. These people have shared information with me in confidence because they're very concerned. My statement was, then why don't you go to Jimmy Wales or to the foundation and its board and its lawyers and say, we're not abiding by our own rules. And they said the moment you would do that, you would be the target, meaning they would be attacked and they would lose their own capacity to edit. They'd be locked out. When I asked them, do you know what it's like to be a well-known person in your field? And I'll give you just a few examples. Rupert Sheldrake, a Deepak Chopra, a Robert Kennedy Jr. And instead of looking at an argument by having research, even asking the person that you're about to edit for questions and feedback, the ideology precedes all of this, and a person is then demonized. And this is across the board. I have maybe 300 people that I can give you specifics on that I've communicated with. And suddenly, even though it is a non-controversial issue, for example, the role of nutrients in helping to help the immune system. There are thousands upon thousands of articles on PubMed from peer-reviewed literature supporting this. So mainstream science and respected institutions say, yes, vitamin D works, vitamin C works for different reasons. And yet now that person who advocates that is just a reasonable approach, which is non-controversial. That person is demonized. They are attacked by multiple layers of editors. There is absolutely no opportunity for them to make a change. That's one of the biggest myths. Oh, if something's wrong, correct it. There is no opportunity in life to correct any. That is a lie. It is a lie. It is a lie. And so, in effect, you're in a Wikipedia gulag. You're to be demonized, castigated, ridiculed, and mocked by people who are anonymous. And yet no opportunity will you ever have in your entire life, as long as Wikipedia exists, to change any inaccuracy. How in the world could that then by any measure, intellectual measure, freedom of speech measure, human rights measure, be considered anything but a platform for demonization? Your thoughts, please.
What you say reminds me actually of the first encounter I had with an upset luminary who had been profiled by Wikipedia. John Siegenthaler Sr., one of the co-founders of USA Today and past editor, I believe, of The Tennessean, the father of John Siegenthaler Jr., the broadcaster, distinguished old gentleman. I think he was in his 80s when I got a call from him. And he had been accused of like traveling to Russia and hobnobbing with communists and so forth, and in the Wikipedia article. And it was false. It was defamatory, he felt. And he was able to get them to fix the problem. And this is back in like 2007 or something like that. So this sort of problem has been going on for quite a while. But I think he was the first famous person that really publicized the issue. So I remember simply apologizing to him, although there was nothing that I could do at the time about it other than help get the word out about the issue. And he did get the problem fixed. It was appalling to me, and it still is. I mean, that actually is one of the reasons why, despite having in several different ways to improve upon Wikipedia, I still haven't given up on doing that. And it is, we could talk more about that later if you like, but I've heard from more people than I can count, basically on a weekly basis, basically people complaining to me saying, well, you know, I know you're not associated with Wikipedia and you've been gone from it for a long time, but is there anything that you can do? Is there anyone you know that can take care of this problem? I'm being defamed by Wikipedia. Unfortunately, there isn't anything that a person seems to be able to do. The way that it has been set up, because they can hide behind the Section 230 protections for websites, the contributions to Wikipedia, which are anonymous, by the way, you don't have to reveal your identity. Even if you're a manager and an administrator of the website, you don't have to reveal your identity at all. And yet these people, because they can't be identified, it's very difficult to identify them. It's very costly, actually, to track down all the many different accounts that might have been a party to your defamation. And you actually would have to prove the identity in court. And then on top of that, then because of the Section 230 protections, you can't really sue the Wikimedia Foundation, which is the legal entity that owns Wikipedia, the website and intellectual property. So it's And basically, if they are presented with a problem that would continue to be a problem for them, they actually will step in and edit articles to solve legal problems for themselves. But they
Larry, please, I just want to share one thought.
Sure.
I can show you multiple letters from lawyers to the Wikipedia Foundation lawyers showing very comprehensive, detailed errors and that are clearly libelous to different individuals. And every single one of them is responded with the same refrain. Go through the system if you have a problem, no matter what it is. And of course, then that is a game because the system is rigged.
Right.
And no matter what you do, you're not going to get anything changed. If you change something, suddenly immediately it's changed back. And the result is that, and now, let me just give you the larger concern that some people have had. And that is, let's just say that you are a person that has cancer, breast cancer, stage 4. So you go to your oncologist who gets you in, they do surgery, and then they follow up with chemotherapy and radiation initially. That's good. They say that right now you're cancer-free, in remission, but you have to take tamoxifen for the next 2 years, every day, etc. But 9 months later, the cancer comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's spread throughout the body. This happens, by the way, very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book on cancer and a documentary on it. And now what do you do? And so you go to your oncologist. He says, well, we can give you an experimental drug, but I don't believe it's going to work because you now have metastasis to the liver, to the spine, to the brain. So we just have to be honest and realistic. Sorry we are. You should try to put your life in order. Say your goodbyes, and we will assist you in hospice care. We have a hospice center affiliated with this center, so at least you won't be in pain, and you'll be able to have someone attending your needs each day. That's generally what happens. So the person says, well, hold on a second. I heard, well, but those are just rumors and hearsay, and there's no legitimacy to anything else other than what we have. Look, we're the largest cancer treatment center in the world. Do you not think with thousands of employees, the best scientists, that we would know of everything going on? Gene therapy, augmented therapy, we have everything here. So if it's not here, it doesn't exist. So the person goes home and they speak with someone who says, I know someone who had the same condition happen and they went to this particular doctor. Let's just say a Dr. Contreras or a Dr. Brzezinski or Dr. Lawrence Burton, Virginia Livingston Wheeler, real people, by the way, and mm-hmm. Dr. Joseph Issels. And they were able to treat them with different modalities, and they're alive and well today. So then the person says, I've got to find out about this. So they Google alternative cancer therapies, which takes them right back to Wikipedia. And then Wikipedia explains how all these therapies and all these people are all quacks. They're charlatans, and the people telling them this are experts because they embrace skepticism. And because they embrace skepticism, as does Jimmy Wells, and they also embrace the new atheism connected to people such as Richard Dawkins. And since Wells knows very well at the personal level, you knew him at least back then, they say that there is no alternative therapies that work for anything at all. So it doesn't matter what you're looking at. If you're looking at homeopathy, quackery, chiropractic, quackery, body-mind, quackery, beliefs, spirituality, prayer, quackery, alternative therapies like vitamin drips, quackery, holistic nutritional counseling, organic diet, quackery, traditional Chinese medicine, all quackery,
mm-hmm.
Ayurvedic medicine, all quackery. So then the person finishes and then says to their family, gee, that must have just been some stupid rumor because Wikipedia tells me that there is no opportunity and it's all quackery and I don't want to spend what little money we have left since the other treatment was so expensive, so I just better check into hospice care and accept that I'm at the end of my days. How many people could you imagine have said goodbye because Wikipedia said there is no hope except for orthodoxy. And if orthodoxy didn't work, well, it's not the orthodoxy's fault. It's just what it is. Accept it. And yet hundreds of millions of people have been helped. There's over 200,000 articles in the peer-reviewed literature supporting over the years the Ayurvedic medicine. These are quality studies. So there's no controversy there. But because this small group of skeptics who are surrounding and protecting Jimmy Wells and his ideology, and what did Wells specifically say about homeopathy? That it was some lunatic beliefs. Lunatic. Okay. So then put that in perspective and ask them, what is the larger moral equivalent when Wikipedia now can be the provider of hope or the provider of a death sentence with no hope? Your thoughts, please.
Wow. That's quite a story there. I'm not into alternative medicine very much. I try to keep an open mind. I know that I have a lot to learn, and I don't have any special brief for traditional medicine. I am a fan of science, but then again, I know that there's a difference between following the scientific method and reflecting back the mainstream establishment scientific views. Basically, it bothers me for sure that one cannot go to Wikipedia and find out in detail the reasons why people believe in alternative therapies for cancer and other issues. It's a huge shame. It's a massive missed opportunity. And as you indicate, I suppose it could be, if the facts are borne out, it certainly could be the case that their insistence on a single point of view has actually meant that people have died because they have not tried solutions that would have worked for them. And I'm sorry that happens if it does. So
it does. It certainly does. Give us your input, please, on many occasions that individuals who I've spoken with, responsible medical doctors and scientists, and by the way, if you mentioned follow the science, there's two ways as a scientist. I didn't tell you anything about myself, but I'm a PhD, postgrad in human nutrition and public health science, and also a senior research fellow at the Institute of Applied Biology and the director of their anti-aging medicine department for 33 years and did over 156 clinical studies and led almost now 50 clinical large studies on the consequences of changing one's diet, health, exercise, etc. And all of those studies I mentioned that are published on PubMed, and I'm only referring to PubMed, all of those are done at prestigious schools, gone through peer review, published in responsible leading publications, Journal of the American Medical Association, The Lancet, the British Medical Journal, etc. Yeah. So on the one hand, you have tens of thousands of scientists showing that this stuff works when done correctly. And then you have another group of scientists who say, don't even bother looking there. It can't work, as if somehow science is only monotheistic by those in power, and it should never be questioned. Therefore, science should be ultra-orthodox. And my equation is, when science becomes orthodox, it ceases to be legitimate science. And therefore must be open to challenge and not certainties. So I just want to share that. But there's a group within Wikipedia, and they virtually control everything on health. And they're called the skeptics. And I have found gross conflicts of interest in representing ideological ideas rather than objective facts. However, due to Bill Clinton's Communications Decency Act, the foundation, as you mentioned earlier, can now be held not accountable for libel and vicious acts by editors, most of who remain, as you mentioned, anonymous. But we were able to uncover in less than 3 hours the identity of three of the major editors just to see how difficult it would be. And by the way, those editors can be sued. They're not identified. And Wikimedia Foundation itself can be sued out of Great Britain, which does not have the 230 Platform Protection Act that the United States has. So lawsuits as we speak are being put together in Great Britain by one of the leading barrister firms to bring against the foundation, and individual editors are in the process of being sued. One was just served 2 weeks ago, one of the leading editors in all of Wikipedia. So there is now a new effort by a group of attorneys working with some of the well-known individuals to offer a challenge and to Clinton's Communications Decency Act. And as a result, these people anonymous. And what does that tell you when someone is anonymous by intent? If I were going to edit something, and I've written over 800 articles, I've produced over 100 documentaries, award-winning documentaries, I would want my name there in my curricula vitae so people at least would know who's Gary Nall, what authority does he have or scholarship to back up what he's saying. Is he giving us his opinion, which is completely subjective and could be wrong, or is he giving something based upon facts that are demonstrably accurate and can be validated by replication? So the other legitimate encyclopedias, you know who the person is, and you can agree or disagree, but I can assure you that if you went to the Britannica Encyclopedia, where a person is an editor generally based upon their scholarship in a given field, so what they're writing about, they're an expert in that area, and they have a long curricula vitae to prove it. And now you have someone who could be a high school dropout sitting in his mom's basement in the middle of the day and deciding to attack someone and knowing they can get away with it. What does that say about the entire principle of what Wikipedia has become? Not your original ideal, but what it's become today. Your thoughts, please.
Well, what exactly is the question here? I mean, I sympathize with everything that you've said, and I've been enjoying everything that you've said greatly, to be quite honest.
If you were to talk with Jimmy Wells tomorrow, and say, Jimmy, I'm just going to share some thoughts about what has become, what started off as a wonderful ideal, and what it's become. And what would you say if you were one of these people being attacked with no opportunity to change anything? So do you ever put yourself in the shoes of those who are attacked by anonymous people and what that must feel like? Do you ever look at the other person as the other, someone sacred, a sentient being, or do you look at him as the it?
Yeah. I do suspect that Jimmy Wales doesn't lose a lot of sleep about how people are treated on the platform that he manages, or that he helps manage, I should say. It's certainly the system is badly broken. I've said so for many years now. Of course, he knows my views on all of this. His response has been, and he has been confronted in these ways before a number of times, is to simply reiterate that he believes in the system, that it works, and what it works to do is simply, as I say, to reflect back the establishment point of view. When it comes to politics, that generally means the Democratic Party in the United States. It's different for other countries. And when it comes to medicine, then yes, it's traditional medicine, which is interesting, isn't it? Because I mean, there are a lot of Democrats who must be very disappointed with Wikipedia, because there's a lot of Democrats who go in for alternative medicine. But the point is that you're quite right. He is another of the basically what are called skeptically minded. Of course, these are not people who know anything about real skepticism, the historical or philosophical sense. They simply circle the wagons for whatever the establishment endorses. That's what strikes them as being skepticism. Of course, that isn't what skepticism is. I'm not sure what I would say to Jimmy Wales. I mean, I know him well enough to know that there isn't anything that I could say to him that would make the slightest bit of difference to him. He's that kind of person. So I wouldn't say anything.
Okay. Fair enough. I appreciate that answer. Thank you. Have you been observing how Wikipedia has been representing the COVID-19 pandemic and the various interventions that have been underway for over a year and a half now? Quite frankly, I would not know how any encyclopedia could accurately create an entry about all of the scientific controversies underway. The efficacy of the masks and lockdowns, the reliability of the PCR tests, which have been challenged and questioned. Now the CDC has actually abandoned them to diagnose the presence of the virus. And I would just note that the PCR's inventor, Carrie Mullis, who won the Nobel Prize, was a personal friend of mine. And I have an hour and 54-minute interview with him where this is back in 1996, he was calling out Anthony Fauci. He couldn't stand him. He found he was an intellectual lightweight, and he wanted to debate him at the University of South Carolina campus, where the president of the university was arranging a debate between Carey Mullis, who won the Nobel Prize in chemistry for inventing the PCR.
Yeah, I saw that interview, by the way. I know what you're talking about. At least I saw part of it anyway, when he was calling out Fauci back then. Yes, it's famous.
Yeah, well, that's my interview. I'm the one interviewing him.
And awesome.
And in any case, as you saw, he said, do not use my PCR for diagnosing a disease. It can't do that. And it doesn't tell you whether the virus is live or dead, whether it's new or old. And yet that's exactly how it's been used. And so Carey Mullis would be outraged today if he were to witness how the PCR was abused and the controversies over drugs like ivermectin, which they said doesn't work, but now has over 200 studies showing it does. And of course, the experimental vaccines that are being administered in mass. Yes. And I am a big supporter of vaccines, providing they can be shown to be safe and effective. And I absolutely go by the precautionary principle. First, before you introduce anything into a public and into individual bodies, is it been proven safe and effective? And that has been, now the public is the experimental guinea pig on that. But in this, Wikipedia has taken sides only on one side. They don't even look at anything legitimate, even though there are multiple Nobel Prize winners. There's, are you ready for this? Did you hear the Great Barrington Proclamation?
Sure, of course.
Okay, now it's over 60,000 medical doctors and scientists worldwide, dozens of Nobel Prize winners, who said, we must stop what we're doing and reevaluate this so that we do not continue making mistakes. And yet none of that is considered. So this is an unusual circumstance. This isn't where Wikipedia editors are castigating a medical doctor who wants to try, let's say, a vitamin protocol on a patient. You're talking about ultra-orthodox doctors like Dr. McCullough, the most cited scientist in the world currently on PubMed. Over 600 citations. That's remarkable. He is considered the world's leading cardiologist, nephrologist, and he sits on multiple boards, and he's been in practice a long time. And yet, he now is telling us the warnings of why children shouldn't be vaccinated and why individuals who have already developed antibodies naturally, which are stronger for your immune system, should not be vaccinated because you can create an autoimmune reaction, and it's been shown to happen, and yet they're attacking him. So now, orthodoxy, for the first time in American history, the medical community has thousands, tens of thousands of doctors and scientists saying, we got this wrong. And Fauci, representing corporate interest and financial interest, and the scientists who fed off the National Institutes of Health, largest for all these decades, they're saying, no, 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 you're all wrong. We got to go by the mandates. And then the government's coming down on the side of one. And Wikipedia is firmly protecting the Anthony Fauci's, the one view of truth. No other views are allowed. And this is interesting because this may be, in my opinion, and it's completely subjective, this may be a Joseph McCarthy's army moment, where Roy, if you remember, Roy Cohen and McCarthy went against the army. They weren't going against individuals, and that's where they lost. McCarthy lost, and they lost, and that ended McCarthyism. But because when orthodoxy, including Wikipedia, the guardians of orthodoxy, goes against orthodoxy, but is the idealistic orthodoxy, the uncompromising to money orthodoxy, the high integrity orthodoxy in scientific community and medical community, they will lose that battle in the public mind. Your thoughts on that, please.
Well, I wrote a blog post at the end of June, and I covered the this notion of that there is an orthodoxy that is reflected on many different issues, and COVID coverage is definitely one of them. And basically, anything that the establishment is trying to take control of assert an orthodoxy, as you say, Wikipedia will take their side. And it goes, it's not just politics, it's science, it's religion, it's the arts, it's every part of academia, and global warming, of course. It's amazing to me, actually, and it really does reduce the Wikipedia process to absurdity. It really shows how bankrupt it is that the substantial research done, critical of things like masks and lockdowns and the vaccines and so forth, are ignored and dismissed without any attempt even of representation. They're simply dismissed as wrong. Not worth any sort of coverage at all. It's disturbing, really. I'm not really sure what else to say about that. I'm glad that I continue to have a bit of a platform in that this blog post did get covered by a lot of the conservative media. It didn't make any headway into the rest of the media, but coverage based on my comments did make it all the way to the Daily Telegraph in the UK. So,
well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, and as the person who was the real technical brains behind and the philosophical brains behind the foundation's beginnings. And I'm sorry that you're not there today to, in an equal capacity, because with your measured approach and your sense of fairness, I believe it would be completely legitimate and it would not be this rogue entity. And also, you might want to consider, if you have not already, I don't know how much Wikipedia Foundation is worth today or how much money it holds. About 4 years ago, it drew in $80 million from donations and other non-specific contributions, far greater than its operating needs and costs. You might want to ask, is there any evidence that there are dark monies from private interest groups being given to the foundation, or do you feel that there are any pay-to-play schemes whereby private corporations or individuals donate through various channels in return for editorial activity that favors them? Just a question. We're out of time now. I don't have a time for your answer. I'm sure that this has come into your mind. But if you do decide to write on that, please send me a copy, and I will read it on the air. Okay?
Right. Yes, of course. Yeah, there is a lot of that going on. I have heard, and there are operating out in the open are companies like WikiPR, which are able, they actually represent any number of corporations, not necessarily that particular company, but others like it.
Well, Larry, we're going to have to wait. We're out of time. We're up to the end of the hour. I want to thank you for being here. Larry Sanger, the website is LarrySanger, S-A-N-G-E-R.org. Knowledge Standards Foundation website is encyclosphere.org. Encyclosphere.org. I'm Gary Nall. Thank you all for listening and have a nice day.